Hello, you're on.
Hello again, Soucheray Royce.
There he is.
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell reporting. First of all, I protest vigorously. The abhorrent behavior of the Twin Cities. Every week, showing the backup game. Never, ever showing yours truly. Tonight, they've got Drysdale and McCarver doing the Tiger Kansas City game, while I'm ensconced doing the Mets Expo game. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. No taste, Howard.
I'd rather have you, Howard.
Of course you would. An excellent taste on your part, I might add. Oh, hold it 1 second. What a play there by Strawberry. Oh, that was Mookie Wilson? Oh, I always get those two mixed up. Oh, well. Suffice it to say, I'm going to talk about baseball, but first, just let me mention my book. You know the one. I Never Played the Game. Now, I'm not going to be like some authors who would go on the radio hyping their book, mentioning it over and over again, drumming the title of it into your heads. I mentioned it once. I never played the game. That's the only time I need to mention it. Otherwise, I don't need to talk about it at all. Just because I'm an older gentleman trying to make a few dollars, I wrote a book called I Never Played the Game. But I'm not going to take your time on this prestigious show to badger you about my book, unless, of course, you happen to have questions about I Never Played the Game.
Howard, I think that's
I you. Think we've got the title down.
I think that's
it's I Never Played the Game by Howard Cosell.
Now, you see, I mentioned it once, and already Royce has the title. Indelibly imprinted in his brain.
No, that was Suturing.
I was that in? Never could tell you two apart, either.
Mookie and Strawberry and us two.
That's right. Very. Hang on 1 second. Oh, look, it rains, run. Oh, no, that was Andre Darcy. Boy, this is getting to be a problem with yours truly.
Yes.
Howard, how do you answer your critics who suggest that not only do you not know baseball, but that you evidently despise it?
Well, how could I know it when, in fact, I never played the game. Whoops. Didn't mean for that to slip out once again.
Do you like baseball?
That's like asking someone if they like America. It's like asking someone, do you like motherhood? Do I like baseball?
You never played the game, though, did you?
No, which, by the way, coincidentally, is the title of the book I've authored. I never played the game. But, you know, today I was in conversation with Donald Fear.
Mm-hmm. Have lunch with him?
I had lunch with him. He had a corned beef easy on the mustard.
Now, this, you really did have lunch with Don. You didn't, this isn't one of your phony lunch deals that we read about a couple of years ago.
No, of course not. The Twin Cities did have the good taste to show me talking to Donald Fear.
Okay.
Before they switched to the backup game with California Drysdale.
Okay.
But I had lunch. I had some pastrami with a big pickle slice on the side, as I like to do. And we talked. He was asking about my book, I Never Played the Game, incidentally. Asking why I wrote about Don Meredith, as I did. And I said, how could I help it? The bumpkin. The stumbling country bumpkin who never prepared himself adequately. Every time he'd come to an encounter, he'd be totally unprepared. I'd have to bail him out consistently, and I reveal that in my book, I Never Played the Game. I talk about O.J. and how totally inept he is, and how dare he occupy a broadcasting booth where yours truly once did. It all comes out, and I never played the game.
Well, Howard, one more time now, what is the title of that book?
I don't believe in spouting the title over and over again. Before I run off to... Oh, hang on 1 second. Whoa, what a pitch that was. Looked like a fastball to me. Oh, it was a curve? All right. Before I go.
Yes, sir.
Let me be the first participant in your contest and simply say, that's right.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Howard Cosell. Always a pleasure to have Howard Cosell calling from New York.
You can hear that occasionally from 3 to 6 here on KSDP.
The best, Howard. It's better than, well, anything would be better than the real Howard. But yes. This guy is the best.
Yes, Mr. Vogel.